says that he has a little sore throat, so I beg his pardon. He sings Im Abendrot by Schubert. Oh, how beautiful is thy world, O Father in heaven, when the sun goes down. Everything is gilded by the radiance of the sun. Even the dust looks like gold. How could I ever complain about anything? How could I ever doubt you? No, as long as I live, I want to have your heaven in my heart. And before this heart is breaking, it shall drink in all the beauty which you have given to the world. Already with your head so high up. The sunset is not there, is not there. Sunset. And look at me, how you develop. You have to imagine sitting, let's say, by a window, absorbed in thoughts, and is your head, and suddenly this beauty of the sunset grips you. It is so. Very often, when I really see these heavenly sunsets over the ocean, and very often I feel the beauty of this song in looking out there and seeing it, always is something new, always something overwhelming. So let me show you the beginning. Golden. und den Staub. Even the dust. It must be like a prayer of thanksgiving. That the beauty is so unending that even the dust will be a thing of beauty. Und den Staub.
Und den Staub mit Schimmern.
Think only if you think ahead that you want to have a lot of time by zinc, then you can do it. You have to suggest to yourself, I go now to the word zinc. In mein stilles Fenster zinkt. Oh, I have such a long breath. All the time in the world, if you think that.
In mein stilles
like a boy who says, no, no, don't you think that. And you also, when you say, könnte ich klagen, könnte ich zagen, irre sein an dir und mir, it is too, what shall I say, too much as if you talk to a human being. You talk to God. Yeah, you talk, könnte ich klagen, könnte ich zagen, irre sein an dir. How dare I? How dare I to complain? How dare I to doubt you if I see this? It is too earthbound how you sing it. Too much as if you say to a friend, I promise you I will never doubt you anymore, but you talk to God. And that is not in your face. Könnte ich klar. Confirmation to yourself. It is a prayer to God to say, no, I will never doubt you. Never I will complain.
Mein, ich will im Busen tragen deinen Himmel schon. Herzes zu sein.
That's too parlor. Trained, it should be, should have more something, almost like a hymn. Trinkt noch Blut, und schwimmt noch Licht.
Trinkt noch Blut, und stirbt noch Licht. Trinkt noch Blut.
But you end on a kind of a sad note. It isn't. It is much more all the beauty which you see, you take into your heart. It is as if you have a golden glass filled with golden wine which you drink into you. It is such, so beautiful, everything. Und dies Herz, eh es zusammenbricht, trinkt noch Glut und schlüpft noch Licht. Trinkt noch Glut und schlüpft noch Licht.
And don't you breathe, don't imitate. Yeah, yeah.
Und dies Herz, eh es zusammen.
Und dies Herz, es zusammenbricht, trinkt noch Blut und stirbt noch Licht. Trinkt noch Blut.
Marjorie Mackay, der Kuss bei Beethoven. If only you would be a little more quiet, that would be absolutely heaven. I was quite alone with Chloe, and I wanted to kiss her. But she said, oh no, don't you try, because I will shriek. In spite of her refusal, I kissed her. She fought against me. And did she shriek? Oh yes, she shrieked, but very much later. Look, Marjorie, all of you make the same mistake. Poor Gwen, she never knows when to start. So give her, yeah, you shall give her a sign. You shall not do this, you know that. But don't stand there. You wait for her. She waits for you. The public waits for her. So, give her a little sign. That is enough. And she knows that she has to stop. You are kissing, boy, you see. This seems to be in your case, a very serious affair.
Oh.
You say, küssen, küssen, küssen. Also, you do a little bit too much in the actually. are talking about kisses, Betty Hansen. Männer suchen stets zu naschen. Now this is difficult to translate. Men always try to nibble sweets in inclusive girls. And it is very easy to get a girl because a girl likes fun and the nibbling is really very nice. And put all the candies behind the lock. Put perhaps your daughters behind the lock. That would be the very best. This song is by Mozart. Not with your hands.
Just when I'm enjoying it.
And you do it too. You know, you do that like a very terrific aria. Männer suchen stets zu naschen. Lässt man sie allein. Lässt man sie allein. Leicht Mädchen zu waschen. Weiß man sie zu überraschen. Weiß man sie zu überraschen. Soll das zu verwundern sein? Soll das zu verwundern sein? Mädchen haben Schüssel. Und das Naschen schmeckt so gut. Und das Naschen schmeckt so gut. Und das Naschen schmeckt so gut, schmeckt so gut, schmeckt so gut.
Thank you.
Oh, that's very good. Oh, das darf schön schmecken. Oh, nein, und der Charlie, so am liebsten. Und doch eben liebsten nicht. Peter, lasst euch warten. You are very wise. You tell them, don't you? You put all the candies away. You put your daughters away. That's the only way. Otherwise, you will run away. Und um ihren Liebsten. Was very good for the
Und um ihren Liebsten.
When you change, if you change in a whole expression, it's not possible that you can see him. You know, if your whole body changes, as I always say, it should. In this moment, you should change. You cannot say, unter ihren Liebsten mit Väterlaster. You
know,
ihren Liebsten mit Väterlaster Spannung sein. That's something much more official. Now you are over with the story about the young men who like to kiss and the girls who are also very much inclined to do the same. So now you talk to the father. Väter, lasst euch Warnung sein. Sperrt die Zuckerplätzchen ein. Sperrt die Zuckerplätzchen ein. And always with a hidden smile because it's the whole thing is a joke.
Und ihren Liebsten mit. Väter, lasst euch Warnung sein. Sperrt die Zuckerplätzchen ein. Sperrt die Zuckerplätzchen ein.
Väter. I'm sorry. One confused that very easy.
Väter, lasst euch Warnung sein.
So soft in the end. Sperrt die jungen Mädchen die Zuckerplätzchen ein. Sperrt sie ein, sperrt sie ein. Und sperrt sie ein. Peter, lasst euch Warnung sein. Naja, an answer, and they remind me of an altar adorned with white lilies. The bells remind me of a very happy time in my life, and it is as if the
blossoms on the branches are blooming. It is no melody which my heart is singing.
It's very freely translated.
Something very, very sad and as if you have a pain in your heart. It is also much more sorry and sweet. You sing Le Cloche, bam, bam, bam. What are the words? Le Cloche s'ouvre sur les branches. Sur les branches, délicatement. Not délicatement. Not so over pedantic. This is sweet. And your face is, you look out of the window, you see outside the branches. Yesterday it was as if yesterday has been winter. And today everything is full of birds. And these birds want to open. Spring has come. I haven't even known. I have lived through a winter, through a very dark and cold winter. And now I see it is spring. And listen to the bells from far away. It is so as if they remind me of something beautiful. You see, I don't know what the poet has meant, which experience has given him. Was it the remembrance of his wedding day, when the church and the altar was full of white flowers? Maybe. Maybe it was only that he was reminded of his youth, when he, with a poor heart, with a pure heart, went into the church and found the greatest joy, the greatest happiness, there on the steps of the altar. In the meantime, winter has come to his life. His life has been spoiled, smudged perhaps. He had forgotten the purity of his childhood, of his early days. And now this comes all back through these birds which he sees on the branches, through the sound of the bells which he hears from far away, as if they come from the land of his childhood. So it is something very beautiful which happens to you in this moment, listening to the bells, seeing them. Not only that you sing a correct song. You can do much better. I know you, Marvin. The other day I looked out of the window and quite suddenly I saw spring has come. The sky was of such a deep blue as I never have seen. You will not say the sky was of a very deep blue. You will say the sky was of a deep, beautiful blue. One will feel that it made a great impression. So dans le ciel, Clément. Say it with delight. The beginning was very much better. So heroic. This is nothing heroic. This is overflowing in delight. With much more emotion, less force and more emotion.
May I defend him here? May I defend him here?
Yeah.
It's a very bad translation. So it says, ring on, you bells, which has nothing to do with the French.
But he knows. He knows the French. He knows the French, and I always warn that everybody doesn't depend on these translations, which are generally done because it has to rhyme. I don't know why. But it's very silly sometimes. It's much better to translate it really word for word so that one understands it. But he understands it because he told me. I know that. Oh, but it doesn't sound like a cold at all. It sounds beautiful. Look, you will never sing Les Cloches Parolées d'Heureuse Année as if something, the happy years of which you think are years which have been very wonderful. For instance, you think of your childhood. You will not say, oh, and it made me think of my childhood. You will say, it made me think of my childhood. With a tender emotion and not terrible. So say close.
Je parle d'or.
say, Samble, or the Samble, with emotion. If your voice is carried out of your heart as it should be in this moment, it doesn't matter if you sing loud or clear. It will have the right impact. But feel this miracle opening for you, and then it will be you. Do that once more. That was beautiful now, he said. Rose Adair. Falsche Mozart. A little violet was blooming in a meadow. It was a very lovely flower. One day, a young shepherdess came along, with a carefree heart and singing. The little violet fell in love and said, "Oh, if only I could be the most beautiful flower of creation. Perhaps this lovely girl would break me and would adorn her dress." But the shepherdess didn't pay any attention to the little violet. She stepped over it and crushed it under her skin. And the violet, dying, said to himself, "I am very happy that I am privileged to die through her, under her feet." The poor violet, it was such a lovely lovely skirt, how she goes swinging with the skirt over this man. Very coquettish, very happy and careful. Different, very different of both. I wanted just to say I beg your pardon to my pocketbook. <program. laughs>
politeness.
I can pour it down on the other side just as well.
It will?
Of course it's
yes,
already.
I have great talent, girls. So.
Madam Lehman, was I doing the first part simple enough, or was I?
No, it was not simple enough. It's the greatest utmost of simplicity. You did very nice the introduction. Very good. Diction is not bad at all. You have some little. No, you say ach. It's ach. I know that is very difficult. It's always the same. Everybody wants to say sh instead of.
I can use a little right now.
And don't sing this on the end when you say ach nur ein Viertelstündchen lang. You sing that so very sad. Ach nur ein Viertelstündchen lang. Yet with a smile. Oh, could I? Oh, only would she take me? Ach, denk das Weilchen.
Ach, denk das Weilchen. Wenn ich nur die schönste Blume der Nacht ach, nur ein kleines Weilchen. Bis ich das
tiny bit earlier. Es sang und starb und freut sich noch. It is as if you tell the story. You see the little violet fell down and it died and it was glad. It is with a kind of you are very moved. You are touched to say it was glad und freut sich und sterb ich denn. Es sang. I don't see anything in your eyes. Es sang und starb und freut sich noch. Und sterb ich denn, so sterb ich doch. First it is the violin dies. You watch it, you are touched and see. And it was glad. And then it is the violin. Oh, I am so happy. Your face is too alive. Look, we have all eyes to open them. It is so funny. Most of you don't sing with your eyes. Your eyes are often, you are very expressive, and your eyes are out of, they are not in tune with what you are doing. The eye is such a great factor in your face. You